thrilling country. Carling, world brewers of the great American beer, present stories from America's foremost authors. Stories of trial and endeavor, of the courage of people. Stories from Carling Country. Tonight's Carling Country brings you When You Think of Me, a tender story by Erskine Caldwell, one of America's best-selling authors. If you owned a Carling brewery, how would you supply this great beer to people who were far from you? At Carling, we go to the people and brew on the spot. Our philosophy on every can tells why. Time, the maker of beer, can also be the great destroyer. Shipped all the way from America, our great Carling Black Label beer might just lose the lusty, lively taste that makes it great. We couldn't take that risk. That's why we now brew in 12 breweries around the world, as well as in 7 states in America. Carling Black Label is brewed in South Africa and is on sale in the Transvaal, Orange Free State, and Northwestern Cape, and now also in Natal, coming to the Cape Province before long. Carling Black Label, America's lusty, lively beer.
How close are we to Ridgeway, Porter?
You must have asked me that a dozen times, Corporal. It ain't far now. Why, there's that big cornfield out there now. Yeah, when we pass that, Ridgeway is sure to be dead ahead. Is Ridgeway where you live, Corporal?
You bet it is. I wonder if the town's changed much since I've been gone.
No, sir, it ain't changed. Ain't nothing in this country changed much since I remember it. And I sure wouldn't want to see a change either way, good or bad. You been gone long, Corporal?
4 years. And that's long enough, too.
Oh, you been in the war?
That's right. Africa, Italy, France.
My, my. Well, maybe you won't be satisfied to stay settled down in a little town like Ridgeway after being in all those big places of the world.
Don't you worry about that. I'm settling all right. There, see? That's Churchman's Creek and the Palmer's Farm. And that's the dirt road to Jim Foster's house. Jim, I sure hate to be coming home without you.
What's that you say, Corporal?
What? Nothing.
I'll get your bags.
Mom.
Teddy.
Mom, I'm sure glad to be home. Dad.
Teddy. Gee, Dad. Hello, Ted. Gee, son.
Oh, they've got a hero's welcome for your son.
Oh, I don't want anything like that. It's all wrong. The real guys stayed over there. They didn't come back. The guys like Jim Foster. The real guys are dead.
Oh, come on, son. Nancy's waiting back home.
Nancy?
Nancy Glennon. You want to see Nancy, don't you?
No. Not now. I don't want to see her now.
Well, like the new house, son?
Yeah, sure. But haven't you got the farm?
Yeah, the farm's still there. Waiting for you if you want it. But the work was too much for you, Ma, and, well, everything's more convenient now.
But this isn't home to me.
Now, sit down, son. You're plumb tired out by the excitement.
I want to go to the farm. I want to go right away.
Whatever's wrong, son?
I can't stand it here. I want to go to the farm right away. It's too crowded here. The houses are too close together. Those people out there walking on the street, why, they're strangers. They don't know what happened. They even look like they don't know what happened.
Happened? Happened where, Teddy?
Where I was.
We'll go to the farm right after dinner, son. Hey, I'll bet you're hungry for some of Mom's home cooking.
Yeah, I am, Mom. Gee, I sure am. Ed Fuller still handyman on the farm, Dad?
Sure. Ed's still there. Here he comes now, heading up from the barn.
This is the grandest sight in the world.
Why, Teddy. Teddy, I knew you'd come back, Teddy. Didn't I tell you that when you went away? Didn't I say that nothing on earth could keep you from coming back?
You were right about that, Eddie.
You gonna stay the night here, son?
Yeah, Ed. I'm here to stay.
Beans is the finest food a human being can put in his stomach. I never would be able to do the work around this farm without a meal of beans.
Thanks, Eddie.
Of course, I don't know how you're going to like living here with no women folks around. You thinking of getting married?
Yes.
That's it. Enjoy a woman's cooking. Nancy Glennon's a sweet girl, and she's been wearing your ring and a-waiting for you ever since you went away. She's about the sweetest, prettiest girl around here. Now, you eat up your beans, Teddy.
I don't feel hungry.
Hi,
Nancy.
Ted? Oh, Ted, me. Nancy.
Hello, Nancy.
I'm Nancy, Ted. Don't you remember me at all? Oh, Ted, it was happened.
I'm sorry, Nancy.
I might have known something had happened when you let us stop coming 6 months ago. Is it somebody else? Oh, tell me the truth, Ted. I've got to know.
It's not easy to explain, Nancy.
But don't you remember when we spent that day at Churchman's Creek and you asked me to marry you? You can't have forgotten that.
No. It was a swell day, Nancy. And I haven't forgotten anything. I haven't forgotten a single minute. I remember everything, not only about us, but about other things.
Look at me, Ted. Look me in the face and tell me.
You remember Jim Foster, Nancy. Well, Jim Foster...
But, Ted, it's you I'm talking about, not Jim.
But Jim's got a lot to do with this, Nancy.
You called me darling. You love me. Now? Oh, I never thought it'd be like this.
Nancy, I can't. I'm sorry.
All right, Ted. There's nothing more to say, is there?
No. There's nothing more to say.
It's all different from when we spent that day at Churchman's Creek, didn't it? Then you said...
Yes, Nancy. I know what I said. There'll never be anyone else, Nancy. Only you. When I get back from this war, we'll be married. You wait for me, Nancy. Say you will. Please say you'll be waiting.
Of course, I'll be waiting, darling. Don't ever for a second think anything else. I'm yours for always, Ted.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do when I come back, Nancy?
Get married, just like you said.
We're going to have the finest stock farm anybody ever saw. Mostly horses, I think. Fine horses. Thoroughbreds.
No cows, Ted?
Well, maybe a few. We'll need milk and butter for the what-you-call-ems.
And what-you-call-em, Ted?
Oh, those little things that toddle around the house.
Ducks?
Well, ducks don't toddle. They waddle.
Oh, I know. You mean young calves and colts.
Come here. You know what I mean. I'm leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning, Nancy. I won't see you again.
Don't say that, Ted. Please say you'll come back. Promise me you won't let anything happen to you. For our sake.
I didn't mean it that way, Nancy. Of course I'll come back. I'm coming back as sure as the sun will rise every morning when I'm away. Every time the sun comes up in the morning, it'll be a sign I'm coming back.
Oh, yes, Ted. I'll remember that. I'll look at the sun every morning and remember what you said. And will you love me as much when you come back? I do now, Ted.
Well, this is only the beginning, Nancy. You just wait and see. The way I love you now is only a sample. You'll find out what I mean when I come back.
Oh, yes, darling. Yes, darling. Seems a long time ago now, doesn't it, Ted?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Nancy, but that's the way it is.
Very well.
Oh, Nancy. Nancy, don't leave like that.
How do you expect her to leave?
Nancy. Nancy, come back.
Now, America's lusty, lively beer, Carling Black Label. Man, oh man, this is what real beer is all about. Strong, husky, lusty to the last lively drop. Carling Black Label is enjoyed all over America and in 50 countries around the world. Any beer this popular, you should ask for. Go for the man's brand, America's own Carling Black Label beer, and get that lusty, lively taste that makes the difference. Carling Black Label is brewed in South Africa and is on sale in the Transvaal, Orange Free State, and Northwestern Cape. And now also in Natal, coming to the Cape Province before long. Carling Black Label, America's lusty, lively beer.
We just thought we'd come out for the afternoon, Ted. I baked some ice for you.
Thanks, Mom.
They're in the basket over there with some fried chicken and rolls. Now, I better get this house in some kind of shape. I'll just get a duster.
Are you and Dad thinking of moving back to the farm?
Oh, no, Ted. But I've got to prepare this house. I wouldn't dream of letting anybody come here and find the place all dusty and dirty.
Who's coming, Mom?
Who's coming? Why, Ted, you know as well as I do.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mom.
Nancy, of course. Nancy Glennon. You and Nancy are going to be married, aren't you, Ted?
No.
No?
No, Mom. I guess I'll be getting married. Somebody else.
Somebody else? Who? Who in the world?
Lawrence Warren.
But I didn't know. Lawrence was to be married to him. Jim Foster. If Jim hadn't been killed in the war...
Maybe that's why I'm asking her to marry me. Because Jim was killed.
Just don't understand you.
I don't expect anybody to understand except Jim and me.
Does Florence know about this wild scheme of yours, Ted?
Not yet, Mom. I haven't had the chance to ask her yet.
Are you sure you're feeling all right, Ted?
Sure. I feel fine.
Ted Burton.
Yeah, I came around to apologize for the way I behaved.
You owe me no apology, Ted Burton, and that takes care of that.
You've got to listen to me, Nancy, please.
Come on in. Did I have to listen to you?
I mean, I want you to.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? There's another girl.
Yes, but it's...
I don't think I'd be interested in the intimate details.
Please.
No. Don't touch me, Ted. Please. Let
go.
Nancy, I love you. I've loved you every minute while I was away. You believe me, don't you?
Ted, how can I believe you? They say some men are never the same after a war. You're going to marry somebody else, but you love me. Oh, I never heard of such a thing. I suppose it's one of those peculiar nubs you picked up on your travels.
Maybe it does sound peculiar back here.
I want nothing to do with it.
You'll be laughing and joking with your buddies one minute and the next. Well, you might have to stay with a man until he died, and that was all you could do for him. People here at home wouldn't understand. All you knew was that your buddy was dead. That puts a queer feeling in a man.
What is it, Ted? What are you trying to say?
That night in Italy. That's what it was. Jim Foster. Well, you know, Jim, we did everything together.
I knew you were close friends.
Jim was the best friend I ever had. There was one time when we were in a tough spot over there, and he saved my life. Jim saved my life, Nancy. He didn't have to, but he did.
Tell me about it, Ted.
Well, the way it happened, we'd been up at the front for a week. It was middle of winter with snow covering everything. Jim got orders to take a 5-man patrol through the lines and bring back some prisoners for questioning. And I went with Jim.
Ted, there's 4 or 5 enemy soldiers manning machine gun posts forward. They're going to surround them, okay?
Sure. Anything you say, Jim.
Come on in, boys. Let's go collect them. Okay, you guys. Hands up. You won't get shot. Come on your feet now.
Cover it up.
Come on. I'm going to take you back.
Jim. There's more of them coming up. Company strength, I'd say.
Well, let's get out of here. Get out the prisoner, Jack. Ted and I can hold the rear.
Here they come. You hit Jim.
Keep firing.
Jim, you're bleeding.
Get the prisoners down the ravine. That's an order.
Jim, you hurt bad.
It's all over for me. Just obey orders, Ted.
Listen, boy. We can give up. Then you'll get first aid. You'll be okay.
Get those prisoners back to the captain.
But you'll die, Jim. You won't last half an hour bleeding the way you are. Let's get a dressing on that wound, boy.
I can hold them off if you do as I say. Just get going, Ted.
Jim, I'm going to yell out and tell them we surrender.
Open your mouth, and I'll shoot you dead.
Listen to me. We won't lose the war because two guys give up. You're surrounded. The rest are dead. There's only you and me left and two prisoners. You know what the captain would say? He'd say we did the right thing. Jim, they don't expect us to commit suicide just to bring back two prisoners.
We don't give up that easy, buddy. We were sent off to get prisoners. The night's not over yet. I'm staying here. And you got your orders.
We can carry you back. Look, the prisoners can carry you.
Luck. The minute we leave their attack, I'll stay here and keep popping away at them. I can keep going as long as I've got somebody to shoot. Now will you get out of here?
Jim, is there nothing I can do for you?
Sure. One thing. I want only one favor.
Sure. I promise on my word of honor to do anything in the world you want.
All right. I'll tell you what it is, Ted. I've got me a girl back home. Flo Warren. You know all about that. She's got my ring. We're going to be married the moment I said. Back in Ridgeway. You know you've got a girl back home, Ted. Nancy. But
what about Flo Warren, Jim? I swear I'll do anything in the world you want.
She's my girl, Ted. I'll die loving her. Tell her I tried to get back and marry her. But I couldn't make it. I have to stay here. I'm afraid, Tish. My animal. I don't want that to happen. And I'm dead and can't do anything about it. No, you've got Nancy waiting at home. But look after that. Now, get going. Get going. Good luck. I'm staying with you. You're moving out, and that's all I want to. Go on. Move or I'll kill you. Go on. Get out of here.
I heard him firing for a while, then they put heavy attack, and I heard the grenades exploding. Then, nothing. I didn't look back.
I don't know what to say, Ted. I think I know how you feel, but I don't know what to say.
I counted so much on coming back to you, Nancy. Nobody in the world knows what it means to me. I thought all the time about marrying you and living here on the farm together. That's all I did think about. But I can't forget Jim Foster.
I think I understand, Ted.
If Jim hadn't sent me away that night in Italy, I wouldn't be here now.
You can't let him down. I see that.
When you think about it a lot the way I do, you get to thinking Jim wasn't the only one either. Thousands of guys died the way he did. That's why I came back alive. I just can't let Jim down. I just can't do it.
I know. I understand now, Jim. I think I do anyway. Why, Ted, come along in.
I've called.
Sit down, Ted, and tell me about it.
You mind if I stand? I'm kind of tensed up.
I know how you must feel. Jim was a wonderful guy.
He was the greatest guy ever lived, Flo. I know why he wanted one of us to come back alive. He hadn't any chance, but he wanted me to come back. Yeah, he figured I had the best chance.
Come and sit down here beside me, Ted, and try to tell me what you want to say.
Now, Flo, I'm not much good talking. I want to marry you, Flo. Well, after knowing Jim, I'm afraid you won't be very happy with me. Now, I'm a poor second best, Flo.
I'm not going to marry you, Jim. Not for anything in the world.
Jim wanted it that way, Flo.
No. I've got something to show you, Ted.
Flo, I promised that...
These are his letters, Ted. I know Jim. And slowly I'm beginning to know him a lot better. Even better than you. Here's a letter Jim wrote me a long time ago.
Let's see. That was soon after we landed in Italy.
Yes. He wrote me that no matter what happened, even if he died over there, he always wanted me to be friendly. That's how he put it. To be friendly with you and Nancy.
He thought he wasn't coming back?
At the time, I thought it was strange he should say something like that. Or maybe it was because I didn't want to know what he meant. Maybe I didn't even want to think that he could...
Expect?
Yes, that's it exactly. I didn't even want to think that he could expect me to know what he meant. But that's what he wanted me to understand. He wanted me to know that without him, he expected me to be friendly with you and Nancy.
He gave his life for me.
And he didn't want me to become bitter and resentful towards you and Nancy if I found out he sacrificed his life to save yours. He didn't want bitterness to spoil the lives of any of us. Yours, or Nancy's, or mine.
Flo.
And it won't, Ted. Please believe me. Jim knew that when the time came. And he wrote me in such a way that I had to know and understand what to do. That's why he asked you to come to me, Ted. He knew I could explain things a lot better than he could at a time like that.
Thanks, Flo. I wanted to marry you. Maybe it would even have worked out. But you've made me see it the way he saw it now.
Go back to Nancy, Ted. Tell her I always want to be her friend.
Hello, Nancy.
Oh, you don't have to say it. I can see it in your face. You come back to me.
Yeah. Flo said she wants to be your friend.
Oh, always, Ted.
A lot of people in this town will never realize what Jim Foster did for them. I wish there was some way to make them understand, like Flo Warren does. They think he was just one of the guys who was killed in the war because he was careless because of an accident. They don't know there were other ways to die in the war.
Lots of people will remember him, Ted. They'll know if you tell them.
If they would put up a monument to him sky high, it wouldn't be enough for a guy like him. We're going to remember him, Nancy, as long as we live.
Tonight's story from Carling Country was written by the renowned Erskine Caldwell, and the music was especially composed by Sam Sclair. Next week, you can hear John Steinbeck's great story of a fugitive in Flight, another classic from the world of literature in Carling Country.